بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي نفس محمد بيده ما من كلم يكلم في سبيل الله إلا جاء يوم القيامة كهيئتي يوم كلم. We were still busy in this kitab of jihad, the importance and virtues of jihad. We did this hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a little bit lengthy hadith. We did half of it yesterday. Further, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, and by the oath of that being is in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taken a qasam. Ulama have written that in giving a bayan, to take qasam occasionally is also mustahab. And this was in order to make the listeners understand the importance, the reality, the truthfulness of the matter. And in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasams at various places. After taking the qasam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَا مِنْ كَلْمٍ يُكْلَمُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that any wound a person is inflicted with in the path of Allah, that is when he's out in jihad, إِلَّا جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَهَيْئَتِهِ يَوْمَ كُلِمْ, it will come on the day of Qiyamah fresh, just like when that wound was inflicted, like that wound will be there, a fresh wound. لَوْنُهُ لَوْنُ دَمٍ, the color of it will be the color of the blood. وَرِيحُهُ رِيحُ مِسْك, and the fragrance of it will be that of musk. And the reason ulama have written why the fragrance will be of musk is that when the person will arrive and that beautiful musk fragrance will be there, everyone will look around. So Allah will want to give him honor, that all look around and see who is this person. Just like here also in the masjid, we see if somebody comes with a nice smelling atars, nice fragrance, everyone looks around and appreciates it. Like that Allah will give honor to this shaheed, the who was inflicted with this wound. That was one qasam Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took. The second, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْلَا أَن يَشُقَّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ, had it not been difficult on the believers, had they not felt hurt and felt their hearts would become sore, مَا قَعَدْتُ خِلَافَ سَرِيَّةٍ تغزو في سبيل الله أبدا, I would not have stayed behind any sariya, any jihad expedition which was made in the path of Allah Ta'ala ever. In the 10 short years of the life of Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 23 jihads. And that jihad in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part is known as a sariya. And those in which he did not take part is known as a ghazwa. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I should never have stayed behind. So much he loves jihad that he would have taken part in every jihad. وَلَكِنْ لَا أَجِدُ سَعَةً فَأَحْمِلَهُمْ, but I don't have the means, the financial and material means, to give conveyance to everyone who wishes to go, to see to his financial needs while he's out, to see to the needs of his family while he has left them. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ سَعَةً, and they themselves also, many of them do not have the means. Many of the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhum were poor. So because they don't have the means and they will not be able to go out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will hurt them very much, therefore I don't go with every expedition. وَيَشُقُّ عَلَيْهِمْ أَن يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنِّي, they will feel very hard to stay behind, and that when I have gone and they could not join me. Those were two qasams. The third qasam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, and by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أَخْزُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَأُقَّتَلْ, how much I love that I would go for jihad in the path of Allah and I would become martyred, I would be made a shaheed. ثُمَّ أَخْزُوَ فَأُقْتَلْ, I would be given life again,
Again I would make jihad and I would become shaheed again. ثُمَّ أَخَزُوَ فَأُقْتَلْ. And for a third time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it. In some hadith it is repeated up to 10 times. And it is also narrated that a shaheed, when he has passed away, he will also desire and repeat this desire 10 times, that I wish I could be returned to the world and make jihad and then be made martyred in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This speaks of the great virtues and how honorable the act of jihad is. One who calls, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَا مِن مَكْلُومٍ يُكْلَمُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَلْمُهُ يَدْمِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that any wound inflicted on a person in the path of Allah, it will be such that it will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and that wound will be bleeding, fresh blood will be coming. Allawnu lawnu damin, the color of it will be the color of blood. Warrihu rihu miskin, and the fragrance of it will be the fragrance of musk, and that will be to give honor to that person. وعن معاذ رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Muaz رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قاتل في سبيل الله من رجل مسلم فواق ناقة وجبت له الجنة. A person who fights in the path of Allah, any Muslim, to the extent of the milking of a cow, that is, if we have ever seen manually how they milk cows, how fast they pull the one third down, the next one very fast they exchange and pull it down. In that split second, a person who made jihad even for that extent of time, Jannat has become wajib for that person. In other words, he will definitely enter into Jannat. وَمَنْ جُرِحَ جَرْحًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And a person who was inflicted with a wound in the path of Allah, or نُكِبَ نَكْبَةً, or any other difficulty that reached him, a thorn pricked him, he felt thirsty, he felt hungry, he felt tired and sleepy, anything. فَإِنَّهَا تَجِئُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَغْزَرَ مَا كَانَتْ. It will be brought on the day of Qiyamah fresh like at that time. And for that he will be given great, great rewards. كَانَ لَوْنُهَا الزَّعْفْرَانِ. The color of it will be za'afran, very bright yellow. وَرِيحُهَا كَالْمِسْكِ. And the fragrance of it will be of musk, to show the great honor of that person. May Allah give us the reality and understanding of how important jihad is, and that we everyone should have the desire for jihad and mean the niyat of jihad at least in his heart. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.